Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, Episode 104. 5 Reasons You Want to Skip Exercising While Sick.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you want to be healthy, active, and have fun outside, then you've found the right place.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
You know, it's cold and flu season here in Maine, and it's hit us pretty hard. I know dozens of people that are under the weather, me included. I've been sick for about 4 weeks, and this has probably been the longest, most intense sickness I can remember in recent years. I was probably due for it. I really haven't been sick in a while, but this thing has just continued, and it's been tough to shake. You know, the worst part is I haven't been able to get back to my workout routine. And I know from experience that if I go back too soon, things are just going to get worse. So I thought that today we could take a look at working out when you're sick and answer some, you know, common questions people have, like, should you do it at all? Are there times when it's actually a good thing to do? And how do you know if working out would help you or hurt you? So on today's show, we're going to talk about a simple way when you're sick to determine whether you should exercise or not, 5 reasons why you might want to skip working out when you're sick, and then some different exercises that you can do to help you get through a cold. You know, I'm doing the show live again on Google and YouTube this week. So if you want to watch this presentation or access any of the links and resources that we talk about, I'm going to have them in the show notes at outsidehealthandfitness.com/104. You can go over there and just click on the YouTube link and watch the entire presentation. Last week's show, I talked about cross-country skiing and how effective that can be at beating the winter blues. We talked about how to do it, some of the equipment that you might want to look at, and even where to do it and where to get lessons. So if you missed that episode, while you're at the show notes, you can click on last week and get all caught up. Now, today we are talking about skipping workouts, but when you're better and you want to get back into it, one of the best ways to rev up your metabolism is Tabata training. And I put together a free comprehensive Tabata guide that reviews my favorite morning Tabata routine. It's really quick. It literally takes 4 minutes. I mean, you have a couple of minutes of warm up, a couple of minutes of cool down, but in general, it's 4 minutes of exercising, and it is fast and it's effective. It's scientifically proven to work. And once you try it, you will be hooked just like me. So stop by outsidehealthandfitness.com/104. Sign up for the free newsletter. And when you do, I will send you that free Tabata guide so you can check it out for yourself. All right, let's get right into the 5 reasons that you should skip working out when you're sick. The first one is that you need your energy. Yeah, working out is energizing when you feel good, but when you don't feel good, it can really sap your energy, and you need that in order to beat the bacteria and be victorious over those viruses. So take it easy. Let your body do what it needs to do to fight off those invading armies that are hitting your system. Speaking of your system, working out, strenuous exercise, when you are sick, can actually lower your immune system and make things worse. This is what happened to me. When I went back to the gym too soon, started working out, the next day my symptoms were 2 or 3 times worse than they were before because my immune system was actually weaker. And I think going back too soon really cost me another week of missing out on my workout and struggling to get through the cold and get better. This is just not cool. If you are working out in a gym or in an enclosed area with other people and you are sick, you are potentially infecting them. You know, you're sneezing and coughing and sweating all over the stuff, and that's just not good form. So it's another reason just to stay home. Think about the other people. Working out can also raise your internal temperature, and if you are running a fever, that can be a dangerous thing. So you definitely want to avoid working out if you have a fever or muscle aches or you just feel fatigued. And you know, mom is always right, so listen to your mom. Sometimes you just need your rest. Just take a couple of days off, rest and recuperate and feel better, and then when you go back to your workout routine, you can go back stronger than ever. So let's talk about how to tell whether or not working out will be helpful or hurtful for you. There's a nifty little thing that you can do called a neck check. And what this is, you know, doctors and exercise experts say that if your symptoms are above the neck, then working out is okay. So if you have symptoms like a stuffy nose or a minor sore throat or sneezing, generally, it's okay for you to continue with your workout routine. You still might want to dial it back a little bit, but working out is going to be okay for you. Now, if your symptoms are below the neck, then the recommendation is no workout. So this is symptoms like diarrhea, and quite frankly, I have no idea who would want to go work out if you were experiencing that, but it's on the list, so we'll talk about it. Chest congestion, cough, upset stomach, any of those things, you shouldn't be working out. Also, like we said before, if you're running a fever, if you are fatigued, or if you have muscle aches, no soup for you. Okay, that was just a Seinfeld reference. You can probably have soup, just no exercise. Run-of-the-mill, if you have a run-of-the-mill cold, just something that's a very common cold, again, that head stuff, the sneezing, the coughing, then exercise is generally okay, and it may actually even help to relieve some of that congestion. It may kind of open up your nasal cavities and that sort of thing and make the situation better for you. So if you do decide that exercise is going to be okay, there's a couple of things that you might want to consider, and that is reduce your exercise intensity. So if you're someone that typically runs for 30 minutes, maybe you want to go for a 15-minute walk instead. And also reduce the length of time that you're exercising. Just kind of take it easy on yourself. Don't really push hard. Some other things you could do is you could try yoga, Pilates, maybe Tai Chi, something like that. I found a really good yoga program, and I'll have a link in the show notes for this video that you can do when you're feeling a little bit under the weather. And again, it kind of helps you open up some of your congestion. In the end, the best thing to do is listen to your body, check with your doctor, see what your doctor recommends, get some rest so that you can feel better sooner than later. If you want more information, I'm going to have show notes. I'm going to have links, resources, all that stuff today over at outsidehealthandfitness.com/104, including that yoga video that I talked about. So make sure you head on over there. So today we learned that there are times when working out while you're sick can be beneficial, can actually help open up your nasal passages and relieve some of that congestion. There are times, though, when you're working out while you're sick can actually make things worse for you. So do that neck check to determine if your symptoms tell you that it's okay to exercise or if your symptoms are telling you to take it easy. If you do exercise, remember, reduce the intensity and reduce the length of time that you are exercising. Just listen to your body. You know how you feel. I want to thank you again for listening to the show and being part of the Outside Health and Fitness community. If you're getting value from the show and you want to help me bring you more shows like this, you can. And I've got three easy options for you that would really help a lot. One is you can subscribe and leave a review at iTunes or Stitcher or YouTube. That really helps other people find the show, and I appreciate you doing that. Another thing you could do is just tell a friend. If you have a friend that you think would be interested in this type of information, let them know about it. Encourage them to come over and check out the show. That would help too. The other thing you can do is if you go to the show notes at outsidehealthandfitness.com/104, I have a support button there that you can click, and you can leave a donation as little as $1 per episode. And that really helps a ton because there are expenses that go into producing the show every week. I have media hosting and web hosting and things like that. So even something as small as a dollar an episode would be a huge help, and I do appreciate it so much. Oh, I wanted to remind you too about that free Tabata guide. So when you sign up for our weekly newsletter, you're going to get the exclusive Outside Health and Fitness articles. I'll send you tips, resources, that sort of stuff. And I'll also send you that Tabata exercise guide so you can check it out for yourself. It's really awesome. I love doing it. It just gets your whole day started and off on a good foot. Thanks again for listening to the show. I really do appreciate you taking the time, and I will see you outside. Outside Health and Fitness is a proud member of the Best Life Network, bringing you shows that help you stay healthy, happy, active, and strong.